For Sri Lankans panicking to purchase petrol, it may seem like they're watching their economy crash in slow motion. The government is in debt to a number of countries, including China, Japan, and India. Inflation is soaring, and Sri Lanka's foreign reserves have dropped. Now it's struggling to pay for fuel, and this week announced countrywide blackouts to ease pressure on the electric grid.
We are getting hit from two sides. There's a lack of hydropower and oil prices are going up. That's why the petroleum sector and the electricity sector are under tremendous pressure.
For several months now, some shelves in shops have been empty, and basic goods like milk are being rationed. The pandemic hit the livelihoods of thousands of Sri Lankans working in the tourism industry. The country is so strapped for cash, the government plans to repay 4 years of oil debt to Iran with tea.
Not only fuel, people don't have enough to eat. Whatever fuel we can get, how long will it last? People must understand who is responsible for these issues. They must understand that, and at least at the next opportunity, at elections, they must use their brains to pick the right politician for the job.
In January, the government announced a $1.2 billion economic relief package that will offer help to government employees, farmers, and retirees. There's also talk of an International Monetary Fund bailout. What's happening now is reminiscent of the economic crisis in the 1970s. And those who experience that wonder if it could get even worse. Natasha Ganame, Al Jazeera.